call the meeting to order and say the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we call the roll.
Marv Hazen, present.
Bob Arvin, not present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
Tom Weeks is absent, Forrest McCoy is absent, Alan Klein is absent, but we have four. So, this study group, study session, has been called to discuss the winter project program changes and who's going to take this for? Is Mr. Paul going to cover your stuff first? You want to go first?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see in your handout, the original list that was put together as part of the application to secure the $8 million WIC loan was district staff and district engineers' best effort at trying to identify high priority projects that would address frequent and costly repairs in the water system, leaks in the water system, inefficient booster pumps, tankage that needed to be rehabbed or replaced, and wells that needed to have work. On the projects that we've worked on as program managers, it's been normal that at several stages throughout the project, your priorities can change. You learn new things. The district, obviously, between the time that we put this list together to qualify for the loan, the district has taken over the operations of the system, operation and maintenance, and the district staff now is aware of some things that they believe are different priorities. WIFA typically has been very open to adjustments and updates to the project list, as long as you're generally in the same category of the kind of work. Improving efficiencies, reducing water loss, improving reliability. The only thing they would not be open to is if you decided to increase the service area of your system or provide new service to areas for new development. They don't want to encourage that kind of thing. But basically maintaining, upgrading efficiencies in any of your existing system is within the purview of what they would approve. WIFA program managers at WIFA, they like to have an update of your list, and so a proper activity would be for once you act upon this in your formal meeting, discuss it now, make adjustments as you feel is necessary for priorities. And then it's on your agenda for item 9.1, and you could act upon that, and or indicate that the district manager, chairperson, has the authority to submit this on to WIFA. They'll provide any questions back to myself and the district manager, but I expect those would be minor clarification, if anything. And then we'll have a new list that we work from. I would, just for the public's benefit, I would say that throughout the total of the 3 years, we'll likely update this list several times as a course of being sure that we spend the money in the highest priority areas. With that, open for discussion.
I guess maybe we ought to talk about how much we've encumbered the $8 million so the public knows what we've done money-wise so far.
We are, I knew you were going to ask me that. Let me take a quick look, because I got it right here.
$1.6 million?
Well, what we've submitted to WIFA for reimbursement so far is $781,000, and that includes the first two payments on Strawberry Knolls. But that's only $107,000. We have a lot, probably another $600,000 to go on that project. So we're about $1.4 million, $1.5 million committed. Yeah.
And what I've noticed sitting in the meetings with these guys every week is that we're changing some of the priorities on this list as we go due to what we find underground, who's built on top of it, and the actual condition of some of the stuff, right? So are we going to go through the modified...
Well, we can't. What I did is I have a whole list here of the 23 items on the back of the Excel spreadsheet, and it tells what item it is, what the reason it's being moved for, if it's just a name change or that type of stuff. The biggest change is moving $464,000 out of the Strawberry Hollow waterline replacement, because we're not really sure what that is in there for. We don't really have any information on it. And putting it up in the Strawberry Ranch, to Strawberry Knolls, to project that's in process, because that job has been contracted and it is going on now. It originally on the list was Strawberry Ranch 3. There was never any intention of doing it. I don't even know if there is. Is there a Strawberry Ranch 3?
Yes.
But that wasn't really a project.
It was just a typo. So
okay.
It should have been Strawberry.
It should have been too. Okay. So what we did is we combined two projects in that one project, and that's why funds were moved there to cover that project. We also moved the water tank, the $91,650, from the bottom up to the top for that Cool Pines project, because it's in that same project area, so they will be done together. Those are the biggest changes. Other than Strawberry View tank replacement one, number 11, we had to add a bunch of money in there because the contract ended up being a lot more than the $154,000 that was allocated. You'll notice on the second page, a circle drive up at the very first top one, we took $74,000 out because it came in at less than what the project was allocated for. You'll notice on page two, there's a lot of VFDs and stuff. Those were all installed by the Nexus grant, $75,000 that we had. So we moved all of that money out of there. With all of these changes, our list was actually $8,383,261. We've taken out $318,000, and now our list is $8,064,000. So we're just a little over our $8 million loan now.
Mm-hmm. I would assume then the extra $64,000 may be taken from the capital dollars that we have budgeted outside of the $8 million loan?
Not necessarily, because some of these projects that are funded may not be as much funding needed for them, like Circle Drive had an extra $74,000. So we may pick it up as we go through projects.
I get it, but for right now, we need to at least reserve that much from there while it's in here. In other words, we can't up to, I don't have the budget here with me. We have, what, 300 and some odd thousand in the budget, roughly, for capital projects?
That's going to change within a bid item, in a project, or agenda item tonight.
Okay, I guess,
yeah.
I understand why this may change, but as of right now, if this is followed and the prices come in,
right,
we're going to be about $64,000
right
over.
Right.
So at least for the moment, we need to reserve $64,000 and until such time. We may not end up spending it, but we want to make sure we got the money if that's what we're allocating.
Well, I think since it's a three-year deal, we don't know what our capital project budget's going to be next year and the following year, but we will always be conscious that we're $64,000 over here when we're doing those budgets to make sure everything is covered.
Just so we're at balance.
Yes.
So we need to show that we're balanced with the 864, so
right,
we can allocate or encumber the 64 out of the operation on here, so just so the sheet is balanced.
And I apologize, I didn't forget this is over a three-year period, so I guess
yeah,
the question then is what this revision, where are we with year one that's in the budget?
Well, we just took 318,000 out of the 383 we were over on the $8 million budget. So we only have 64,000 over on our $8 million budget now.
I understand, but we didn't budget $8 million this year. We budgeted $2.5 million.
Yeah, we budgeted $2.7 million.
Right. So of these projects that are allocated to be done this year, with these adjustments, what does that put our WIFA changes to?
Well, it goes by month. It's on the budget report each month. So it's as we use the funds, it goes on there.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hobzien,
yes.
As Treasurer indicated, the authorized work that has gone through and been approved takes us up to about $1.4 million. With the progress that we're making, I suspect that we'll be able to spend more than the $2.45 million, which you all budgeted out of this year. And so as we approach that, it'll be up to the board to tell us to slow down, or else we need to deal with the budget.
Yeah, all I'm trying to figure out is I understand this is the overall program, mm-hmm. is if there's a way to break this out, I understand this is planning, but what is it that we're planning on spending this year? What is it we're planning on spending year two, year three? It's okay. This is a fluid thing. I
can work on that to give you each year block. What I suspect is that with what the board has authorized with the job order contract, that we'll be back to you asking, are we going to be allowed to spend more than you originally put in your budget, and what public process do you
need to go
through? We can't.
We put $2.75 million in there. That's all we can spend in this year.
The only thing we can spend, the bottom line is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. The only thing we can do is if we got a grant, because we put in potentially...
That's 75?
No, $1 million. We put in the budget the potential for up to $1 million in grant.
Okay.
In revenue, so whatever amount of grants we get, we can spend that amount because we put those two line items just because.
Okay.
But once you adopt your budget, there is no budget amendment. You can always spend under, you cannot spend more.
We can't come back with a mid-year adjustment?
No.
No, the number is the number. That's the maximum authorized expenditure. Now, what this board could do is, as an example, say we had $100,000 in labor savings. We didn't hire the staff we needed. This board can transfer $100,000 from labor savings to projects. So we can move numbers within the budget, but the bottom line number that was adopted at budget time, that's the bottom line number, period. That cannot change. That's why we put in $1 million and $1 million.
We didn't think we'll be as effective as
right. Now the question is gonna be, Sharon, we need to find out, is while we put in $1 million and $1 million, if we're able to, we only allocated, let's say, $2.5 million. I'm not looking at the budget, but from what I recall, roughly $2.5 million for WIFA.
Mm-hmm.
If these guys can get a lot done this year, and let's just say for discussions purposes, it's going to be, they're able to complete $3 million worth of work. So long as it's not revising the bottom dollar number, can we spend more on the capital and reduce it from that $1 million grant? Because we know we're going to get that money from, so in other words, what we assume $2.5 million in revenue,
right,
and $2.5 million expenditure,
yeah,
now we can get $3 million. So we can use that $1 million cushion, I think.
I think we can within the budget.
Okay.
We're allowed to move within the budget as long as we don't change the total.
Okay. So the $1 million that we put in as a potential grant, essentially that's your cushion.
Okay. So
but there has to be a revenue associated with it, which means we need to get the money from WIFA.
So, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Hobzien, what I think we need to do in our next couple of project meetings is we need to look and see what we believe as the project team we can deliver between now and next July, and adjust our pace in order to match that. Because I hadn't really thought about that. I was in the process under which I think we can probably get well more than the, because we were all worried, can we possibly
get it done
money?
Get it done. It's like we're going to be able to do that.
And I'm confident we will be able to. We also have the ability to adjust out of that million, the Nexus 75,000 that I didn't think of.
Nexus 75,000 was in last year's budget.
Oh.
It's not in this year.
That's right. We got, you were too efficient. You got it done.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's why when we take the free money, when we do the budgets, it's always better to assume a much higher number.
Got it.
But you got to be careful that an expenditure that you're tying it.
Sure.
But that's the same thing. If all of a sudden we assumed 2.2 million in sales, all of a sudden for whatever reason, it's raining like crazy and we don't need that much water. We only sell 1.8 million. Well, that's about basically $400,000 that we need to come in and cut in our expenditure because our revenue isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can always assume a higher number to give us that flexibility. But the way we do it is we have a million and a million on both sides to match it. So we just got to keep an eye on it. This is the only reason why I'm saying we need to know what it is we're going to spend this year.
I'm with you.
Because while we're in the overall, we still have the limitation within this year.
I'll refocus our attention to that level, and in future reports to the board and the public, we'll be able to quantify that. So that we're tracking correctly.
Well, in
a random basis.
In addition, these are the budget numbers that Greg and I used when I did that 7-year projection for the bank so that we could get the WIFA funding. And he and I talked about how much we could possibly do in each year. And so that's why I used that number, because that's what we anticipated we could do.
And I have no problem with that. And I understand, you know, right now we're moving real quick. And tomorrow, I hope not, something happens where we got to slow down or,
sure,
you know, whatever it is. I understand this is fluid, but we just got to keep our accounting. And this board needs to be well aware of what we're authorized on the budget, not the fact that I have this magical $8 million somewhere, because we can only spend what we're authorized to spend.
Well, right now, we're within a stone's throw of only being able to do another $1 million worth of project above what we've already approved and
about
have
1.2.
moving between now and July.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a whole different thing.
Just remember, if you use that million and we magically get a grant, we can receive the money, we can't spend it.
Okay. So, well,
so don't be too efficient to get us a grant. Or get us a grant, just don't expect to spend it this year.
May I speak to that issue a little bit?
Oh, certainly.
So we're helping City of Globe with their projects, and right now the Tri-City Sanitary District is going through their preliminary engineering report approval, which staff has provided the questions that EPS had to finish ours. And USDA is considering a $61 or $62 million collection system and treatment plant for the Tri-City Sanitary District, which is the area between Miami and Globe, Claypool and South, or North, excuse me. And they only have 1,500 customers, and they are providing $31 million in grant money through the USDA. So that kind of money out there is out there, and there's hoops to jump through, but as the board and the public should recall, one of the reasons we got approved for the preliminary engineering report is so that we could start the process for USDA project funds. Because as you know, we have much more needs in the system than this, but we've used our cash flow within the current budget rates. We've used that capacity up, so any new projects would have to be on the grant side.
When I was at APWA, the American Public Works Association, National Expo in Kansas City, I got the ability to talk to the USDA rep that was there.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up having dinner one evening. And USDA's got a lot of money that they need to spend quickly. What the process they go about is,
is they check your rate, your water, wastewater rate, in our case just water, against the area. And if you're already up there, then they don't expect you to raise your rate to cover the expenses. However, that limit is only up to, so if, for example, if you've got a $2 million project you want to submit, they'll allow up to 75% in grants. They won't do 100%, so we still have to cover 25%. The good part is that 25% we can use the WIFA dollars for. So,
sure.
Anyways, but
it's a big leverage.
It is a big leverage. So we need to look at that, but they need to make those decisions by March, April. So once we have our PEC,
BER, excuse me, preliminary engineering report is what
PER,
we're doing.
Sorry.
No.
We can go ahead and submit that and say, okay, these projects, this is what we're going to submit for. Especially the biggest projects they will fund if it is things that will, what they call green, or there is, especially on wastewater, if there's a potential health issues. So with us, if it's a line because it's leaking a lot of water, we have maybe a well that needs rehabbed, those kinds of things, those are the kind of projects that they seem to favor. And you can go up to 40 years on the loan portion. But in our case, we can leverage it because I think our rates are already high enough relative to the area that we can use that to limit and maximize the credits.
That'd be great. That'd be great. And I know WIFA has indicated, Sarah Conrad has indicated that they are open to further collaboration with USDA for your situation.
Can we get those answers back before the budget is due next summer?
Oh, yeah.
So we can unfold it.
Yeah, I mean, what you may not have it all done, but you'll know if you align with their criteria. You remember how the WIFA thing went?
Yeah.
Long before we had it all signed, sealed, and delivered, they said, okay, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It took us a few months, and then finally they said, look, it can be $8 million. Work from there.
Mr. Chairman, what the gentleman told me is this money they have is this fiscal year. They don't know if they're going to get renewed next year, so.
Their fiscal year is October to October, right?
It's, yeah, October to September, right. So they need to know by basically, they need to get applications by, I don't know, whatever their deadline is. I think it's March sometime.
I think it is in the spring.
Yeah, so we need to look at that here in the next couple of months and not wait for our next fiscal year, because by then it's already too late.
Yes, we have to watch that cycle.
Yeah.
And we can
no, the application would be in before our fiscal year.
I
just wonder if we would have an idea how much we could get and we could put it in our budget to be used, et cetera.
Oh yeah, absolutely. As soon as the PER is done, then we're poised, and we made a personal and company commitment to you all that we would commence the process with USDA to provide that information to them and see if we're going to be aligning or we need to do some other provide some other information to get in line.
Yeah, and assuming we get a major grant, we can just spend less of the WIFA dollars this year, still use
them. I can only spend 2.5. You got 8.
Well, I understand, but if we got, if we've got a grant from USDA, we can still spend that money under the USDA grant this year.
Understood.
And less of the WIFA dollars, and move those additional dollars to next fiscal year from a WIFA standpoint.
Would you expect if we applications are due by March that then they run through their process and then basically a year from now, October, we would be funded under USDA?
He was talking about funding this year's dollars. They're trying to use up this year's dollars. They don't have enough application. They've got a lot of money,
okay,
and they don't have enough application.
Okay.
So he was talking about maybe by April, May, that they'll be awarding with the expectation to spend that money real quick. I understand, so.
So do they accept applications at any time, or is it a specific?
I need to check. I've got the name of the individual from Phoenix. I'll pass
Luker.
That on to Paul.
Luker?
I don't have it
okay.
with me. I'll pass it on.
Okay.
But the guy that I spoke with was from the region.
Yeah.
And he referred me to the Phoenix gentleman. So, yeah.
So all good news and kind of a little bit of information that I wasn't thinking. So like that. And so it's good to have these kind of workshops so we can adjust our pace. Because the last thing I want to do is misrepresent to our contractors and our engineers that are on call that we're going guns blazing. Right now I know we're going $1 million between now and then, plus maybe this other million that we can go. So that's good news.
The only other
thing. Doesn't that change our approach to project lists once more? I think we're gonna, if you can only spend something, we probably have to take that most critical asset and get it redone. Water tanks are still hanging over our head.
Is it Cool Pines the most critical one right now that we've got, we're getting drawings on?
Not compared to Canyon Tanks.
Not compared to Canyon Tanks?
Yeah, so if you spend, let's just say you're going to spend $300,000 on a 300,000 gallon tank, dollar a gallon, in that ballpark. That's 300, so we got another 700 without tapping into the grant number on your total budget. That puts it in a perspective that we really need to be thinking about. So I want to make sure we go in the right place. Yeah, but it's not bad news, it's just good that we had it right now, because I'd hate to be out on the street, have something come in and the board says we can't exceed this number, and we tell the contractors we're awful sorry we wasted your time, we don't want to.
Well, unless they want to do the work and get paid next year.
Yes, 15 days, 15 months.
We got 2.750 in the budget. So we still got 2.750 in the budget.
Okay, so it's not 2.5, it's 2.750.
Mm-hmm.
So that's under
2.50.
It's 2,750,000.
Don't even bother her with numbers, man.
You lose. Is Pine? Am I just not seeing it? Pine Haven.
They're on here. If you look on the sheet, they're right up here under. Pine Haven is 6, Rim Vista is 7 on the list.
Okay, so what did we decide to do there?
We haven't, the board hasn't decided yet.
Okay, so this is just, so 5 and 6 are just a name change?
They're just name changes at this time, yeah.
Okay.
So it's more clear what area it is.
The chairman allowed me a little discretion this evening, kind of talking about this list and relating it specifically to the projects that are active. And we've already talked about the PER and the disbursement, where we're at on the total money. Strawberry Knolls 2 and Ranch 2, it's amazing how much pipeline's been put in. I think your district manager said that they got 700 feet in today.
That was one day.
In one day. And so soon they'll be done with the main lines and start to run the service lines and things like that. So when you get a good contractor and they rock and roll, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And I'm not aware of too many issues that have come up with the citizens in the area or obstruction to the roads that people have been to get access. And also on this list for the projects, we kept the Milk Ranch 1 active, and as we indicated in the past, we wanted to pump it, and one of the contractors needs construction water, and so I think in conversation with Mr. Hazin and some others said, hey, let's use that Milk Ranch. And the contractor's open to that, even though he's going to have to drive a little further. And so we're hoping staff has got that all set up. They just hook up a quick couple and hit the button. And so by the next meeting, we're hoping to have been able to get that pumped out and sampled, getting that squared away. We have on these booster stations. It was really interesting. Ranch 2 booster, it was shut off this week because when we did further inspection, because we had it on our list to go forward and do some projects as part of the
Ranch 2, right?
Booster upgrades, 1 and 2 in that area. And right now, they've got pressure gauges out there and the system is running without 2. And when we looked at it, that and water tank, it appeared that we're boosting pressure up with a pump and then cutting it down with a PRV on the other side, because at one time 300K was out of service or something occurred in the history, and without having engineers have a full understanding of the system like your district manager is developing now, staff was just kind of, well, this way I'm sure I got pressure, even though the pump was on and off. And so those kinds of activities, you're getting a lot of operational side benefit from the WIFA projects where we're going in and looking and having a better understanding of those kinds of things.
The tank's going away too.
Yeah, we believe that we will not need that tank, and so therefore you won't have to spend $30,000 or $50,000 rehabbing it, and that station will simply turn into a station that has 2 PRVs in it and a valve header. We won't even need a booster, and right now it's one of those boosters that is kind of a scary thing when you walk in. The electricity is kind of sticking out of the box, and your chairman was ready to pull out his tool belt as soon as he went in there, and we told him he wasn't a licensed electrical contractor, he couldn't touch it. So
well, even if he was, he couldn't touch it.
Well, we don't want him to resign as chairman just to fix our stuff.
Question, I noticed on the revenue report, there was $1,500 rebate from APS.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a whole bunch of rebate from these VFDs. Mm-hmm. So I presume we've submitted that?
Yeah. Okay. Those have been submitted, and some of the money has showed up already. And
yes, we got one $1,500 check. And then Strawberry View 1 was just submitted a little bit ago. Unfortunately, all of the VFDs that we did in a group, they all have to be installed. APS just changed their requirements 6 weeks ago and said, no, you can't submit them until they're installed. So we've got some that are not installed yet of that whole group we did. So,
and per our agreement with EUSI, they're owed a certain percentage of those savings, so we're keeping track.
We are keeping track, and I told you that we may or may not actually ask for that that compensation for the VFDs.
What do you do, Don? All I'm saying is we just need to keep track of it.
Yeah.
In case you do, so we've got it.
Understood.
If you don't ask for it, thank you. But
well, we're happy to be here, and we also are in business to receive compensation, and so I'm not saying we won't, but it's not going to be an automatic.
Yeah, all I'm just asking is we need to keep track of it because we do have that agreement.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got to get fuel for your motor house.
Yes. Got to buy donuts. I don't know.
It's not a motor house anymore.
Remaining VFDs, we have part of the project is some electrical and things, and we have to make some of those upgrades, and we talked today in the project meeting about whether or not we should authorize the electrical engineer to put together a plan and specification for some of the most critical units. We're afraid to put the new VFD on a wall underneath an open roof and in an area that might be non-compliant, and so that's why there a couple of those are delayed in their final installation, and we'll just do that as it makes sense on that.
Any issues with the operation of VFD in case of a generator.
Well, those are always a challenge if you decide to, you know, run off of a generator and things.
And some of those generators are automatic, I suppose.
Yeah. It's...
Some of the generators.
It is set up to work. I'm not sure if we've, since the VFDs have been in, whether we've hit the button and seen if smoke comes out or if everything starts. Do you recall some of the...
Yeah, we've tested the standby generator switchgear, offered to the VFDs, sub-panel.
Okay, so everything is...
We're going to improve the booster site with VFDs, everything's...
And have we figured out the training and the process to make sure that we have a way down to inspect all of the generators and keep testing them every so often?
The staff come by every 30 days. Even though the generator is programmed to run every 30 days on its own, it automatically goes and switches on to the generator. Plus, the staff come by and do their periodic, every 30 days, the maintenance on each of the generators, and they run them.
And refresh my memory, did we contract with somebody to maintain it, or did we get our staff trained to maintain those generators?
Initially, we hired a contractor to come in and punch list all the generators out and show the staff what to look for, along from the oil, any filters, and everything else like that. So they've all been trained. So each of them rotate each month to do those maintenance.
So, okay, so we got trained, now we're doing it.
Correct.
Thank you.
The aerial murals, the decision's been made to break those into two aerials, strawberry and pine, so that we can have a larger scale so that the general public and the board wanting to walk up to one of those murals and look at it, it will be a large enough scale they can really make that useful and functional, just be a pretty picture on the wall. And so those are being ordered. I expect within a month that they'll be here. District manager has arranged to have a set of those at the field office for the field staff, and a set that would be in here. If anybody needs the, what do you call it, the wall hanging there?
The sundial?
The sundial?
The pagan...
the heathen sundial?
Yeah, some kind of thing. We're looking for a home for that, so there'll be an auction.
Just put it...
There'll be an auction on Saturday.
Take it to the senior center.
I think that's it, and fortunately, this covers also the 8.1 item from your board agenda. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're going to let you all go home early tonight.
Well, that's very nice of you. I appreciate not fighting with the elk.
Okay. Yeah, you won't win.
So, you want to...
Do we need a motion?
No, it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we can't start the other meeting until 6.
6, yeah.
I think we need to talk a little bit about the original project list had phases. This one here had stage or phase numbers.
Yes.
Those have been reordered based upon some of the issues that the field crews brought to our attention. And Strawberry Knolls 2 and Strawberry Ranch 2 were moved up because it was a high leak area.
Correct. And
in fact, you have... were you going to cover that later at the other meeting with the leaks and all that you found? The wet... when they dug the trench for the new pipes?
Yeah, they were in Strawberry Knolls 2. As we're laying in and installing the new 6-inch or 4-inch, as we're trenching along parallel to the existing line. And as we install the new line, the old line is leaking to a point where it's migrating through into our trench, the new trench, and creating some degree of challenges for us.
Loss of unaccounted for weather.
Correct.
A lot.
It's It's the old ABS piping that looks like it's been in roots have gone around it, and they create pinholes in it, and it just accumulates. And then once we provide that relief with the trench, then we see it seeping through. So hopefully the next 2 weeks we'll have that pretty much the main line in throughout K2 and move forward. But that K2 was a priority based on the number of breaks we encountered there on Bonnie Bray, Lindstrom, Parkinson, Spruce, and that's why we moved that up.
Mr. Chairman, I have no problem with, I mean, I'd leave it up to the staff and all to come up with a priority. The only thing I would just ask, again, is just to, when we subdivide these projects, you know, looking at the money, but to also put where that priority is on this updated sheet so that we all know what year is supposed to be done. This is our special meeting that started the fire.
I didn't know about it.
I can put the priority number on the CIP project and with the funding report that I do.
Well, we're trying, we listed them as in priority order.
And that's fine. If that's the case, then we just need to know that this is the priority.
You're right. And we could do a better job of that in a shuffle, as we suggested earlier, based on, you know, we're encountering 10 breaks a week, either from the 6-inch main to a 4 to services. And by the end of the week, we have that little down to either none or 1 or 2. But each week, there's another 10 to pop up. So.
And the only reason we want to do priority is, well, we may have a priority, for example, within the pipes, but then we have priorities within the tanks. The question is, you know, overall, are we going to do some tanks first before some pipes, something else? So it'll be kind of nice to, while we have them separated,
sure,
to have an overall priority list so that everybody knows that we're doing this tank first and then this other tank and maybe the next one on the list. But that's project 17.
For right. Example. It was just the timing of when we started in summer, and we couldn't take any tanks out. But you're right, we would have gone hand in hand with a tank in a major line. But the tank is just around the corner. But yeah. Understood.
And but also, I see other, well, I covered it the next meeting, yes, but in these WIFA meetings every week, I see the engineer and district manager and Paul improving the system. The original approach here was like subdivision by subdivision, tank by tank. And I see the technical people at these weekly meetings stepping up at a higher elevation and improving the system from an overall perspective by putting feeder lines in to make sure the water circulates and all kinds of things that weren't thought of. And I don't know how we can get that on this list, but.
Yeah, we're trying to do a better job of any line that we're improving or communities that we're looking at to loop in the system. So there's always a second or a tertiary fee into a certain community. We're also looking at valving off certain areas, so if we have a break in Tall Pines, we're not shutting down everything south all the way to Bradshaw.
Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, but with adding valves to isolate the system is something that could be done within the WIFA project, but enhancement of the system by looping, that cannot be done under the WIFA dollars. Is that correct?
I would double check. What can't be done for sure is you can't extend your system so that you can have more development. Now, if you determine that there's more reliability or that you've got leaks or that you need to have more isolation, so it's always good, if there's any question at all, we should go back to WIFA and verify.
So I guess the point, assuming WIFA says it's okay, then what I would recommend, Mr. Chairman, is that, I mean, you guys need to come up with a number, but let's just say it's $100,000. There's $100,000 that could be set aside on a project called system reliability.
Right.
So then, as you're going with these projects, if he needs an extra valve to better isolate, or an extension to loop, or doing whatever it is, then you could do that without having to go back. If WIFA says no, we still have capital dollars outside, I would still do the project, but we just allocate it out of that outside of WIFA dollar amount.
Sure.
And that way, you don't have to say it's three valves here, two valves there, it's just a lump sum overall system enhancement, and we clarify it as short loops within X amount of feeds, extra valves.
Yeah, we are doing that on the operation sides with the valves, but also on looping in, it's a level of redundancy that we're trying to create.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All I'm saying is just put it as a, all of that as a project, and then if you get close to that number, you can always adjust by adding a little bit more money to it.
I like the term system reliability project.
Yeah, I don't think WIFA has a problem with it in concept. I just don't know if the regulation allows it, if they consider that a system enhancement, an expansion or not. I know the valves is not.
But. We'll double check. It's a good point. And it's important the public also understand that we're doing our due diligence regarding these projects.
Thank you. Yes. Mr. Chairman, I guess I move to adjourn this meeting unless somebody has anything.
Any more discussion, questions about the project list? Do we have handouts for these, Inspector?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody wants a project list. It's back there.
Yeah, it's the one on the table. It says 4 point, and it has one with a star. And the same information is in 8 point.
Yeah, just a reminder to the public, if you get that list, the list is fluid. It could change based on things we find, needs, all that stuff. This is kind of what it is as of right now.
And we learn how many pipes are buried on top of pipe, on top of pipes. Things change, that's for sure.
So, Mr. Chairman, again, I move to adjourn.
No questions, no nobody from the... We're done with this topic. We have a motion on the floor to adjourn this session. All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor to adjourn the meeting, say aye.
Aye.
All